You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Are you frustrated and confused about how to attract new clients? Nothing you have done is working, and you're tired of waiting for the phone to ring. Imagine learning the tips and tools that will help you get noticed and booked by your ideal client and paid what you're worth for your amazing services. Now's the time to make your dream a reality, and the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show will teach you how. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another show. Got another great guest. We have a great guest every week, but this is no exception. We're joined today by Monica Davies. Now, as an ambitious entrepreneur, you know the importance of building successful relationships with your customers is crucial to the growth and sustainability of your business, because without customers, your business is just not going to survive. Now, my guest today, Monica Davies, she's a leading executive, an inspirational business author, and publisher of the premier self-improvement and personal development magazine, Exceptional People Magazine. And Monica knows exactly what systems, strategies, attitudes, and all of that you need to have in place to create solid client relationships. Now, on today's show, Monica is going to speak about how to build a successful relationship with your customers. Now, you need to grab a pen and paper, because often when I speak to entrepreneurs, well, you know, we're doing great with our customer service. Not necessarily. So make sure you listen to all of the tips and strategies that Monica shares. She's also going to share surefire tips to get your customers to rave about your customer service, and how to go beyond customer satisfaction so that you can establish customer loyalty, and much, much more. So welcome to the show, Monica.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
Now, customer relationships is just so very important for all businesses, no matter what industry they're in, whether they're a products business, a service business, or in between. What have you found in your experience with businesses where they're not really implementing solid customer service relationships, and how is this going to impact their business?
Well, I'll name a couple of things, actually. One thing that I've noticed that with business owners, and even if I go to the store, and I've noticed with small business owners, is that, for example, and I'll give you an example. I one time went into a store to buy a particular product and also ask about a particular service that they were offering. But when I walked into the store, it took them about 5 or 10 minutes to even get to me. So there was no line in the store. So I don't understand why they were standing around talking among themselves and not providing service to the customer who walked into the door. And so I think that is a major issue with businesses who do not approach their customers as soon as a person walks into the store. In this case, it's in person, because that person, that potential customer, is saying, this is not the place that I want to come. I'm going to take my business elsewhere. So that is a major issue that will affect the overall bottom line of the business if they are not careful to approach and interact with their customers as soon as they come into the door.
Right.
Another problem that I've found too in talking with entrepreneurs and business owners is that oftentimes they don't follow up. Once they have provided a service or a product to the customer, they don't follow up from time to time to see how that customer is doing, to see if they have any issues that they can help them resolve in the meantime. So I think it's very important that you stay connected with your customers to find out what it is that's going on. Even though they may already have your product or service, find out how they're using it, find out if it's working for them, and then stay connected. That leads to customer loyalty in the long run.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned such a great reminder to all of us of the fact that you walked into a store. Now, I'd imagine that the business owner, the directors of the company weren't there. And so they had staff representing their businesses. And I would imagine that there's a lack of system in place in that instance, that these staff were not trained and reminded, hey, as soon as someone walks in the door, you need to go and see what support that you can provide and what questions they may have. So such a great, great reminder. So for businesses listening today that don't really have a solid system in place to support their business in really giving that customer service that their customers and clients expect, how do they begin to build a solid relationship with them?
Well, there are several different things that they can do to begin to build a relationship with a potential customer or an existing customer. And I think what I like to do actually is to start with not an existing customer, but a potential customer. And I want to use an example in terms of networking, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
Now, let's say, for example, if you are attending a networking event, what I've noticed that a lot of people do is they will immediately begin to ask, you know, for things or ask, what can you do for me, rather than what can they do for that person? So I think the key to really establishing a great relationship in the very beginning with a potential customer is that you need to offer them something. You need to provide service or a product to them. Ask them, how can I help serve you? What can I do to serve you? If you be the if you're the first person to offer something, that keeps them in the mind, keeps you in their mind, so that they'll say, well, this person was very generous to me. They immediately offered something to me and they don't even know who I am. Mm-hmm. So I think it's very important that you be the first to say, how can I serve you? Not what can you do for me?
Yeah, like buy my product. It's on special yes. this week or something like that. But really being of service and going from the mindset of I'm here to serve and support you. How can I do that? That's a real shift in mindset, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Because I think a lot of people think that when you offer to give someone something or offer to serve them first, that you're going to lose something, but you're not losing anything. In the long run, you're going to gain a lot.
Yeah. And as you were saying that, I was imagining myself sitting at a networking event, and you're absolutely right. When people stand up and flout their products, buy, I personally just kind of tend to switch off. And it's like, well, you don't even know me yet. You haven't even asked me what my needs are. You don't even, know if I'm struggling with that sort of problem or how I'm seeing myself. So if you ask, great question, so how can I be of support and offer something, then I'm more likely to say, hey, this person actually cares about me and wants to know more about me. I'm going to take up that offer. So such a great reminder. So that's to do with networking and really face-to-face for prospective new clients.
Yes. And as far as existing clients or customers are concerned, one of the things that I like to do, and I've practiced this, and even before I became a business owner, when I was actually working for a major corporation. And one of the things that I like to do, which has really helped me in the long run, and it's paid off big time, is that once you have a customer, and let's just say I'm going to use my example when I was an employee, because it really helped me to reach the top very quickly. When I was working with the customer, I tried to build a relationship with them by, first of all, from a personal level, because oftentimes you will find that people will begin to associate with you, or they'll talk to you about their personal, you know, their kids or their birthdays, those type of things. So what I wanted to do was to continue to build on that conversation they had started with me. So what I did was I would talk to them about their interests or ask them how their day is going, listen to their needs and wants, or offer compliments. If it's a customer that you see in person, then offer them a compliment. So there are several different things you can do on a personal level that will certainly get the customer in a mindset or in a frame of mind to say that this is a great company that I want to do business with because they care about me on a personal level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's so important, because how often do we find we're rushing from one thing to another, one project to another, and then to recognize that someone's actually taken the time to listen to you, picked up some great little things about what you're doing. Imagine if you received a postcard in the mail saying, hey, congratulations for this and this. Because you might have heard about them, your client mentioning about an award or something like that, and just listening and being very mindful and then connecting on that on a personal level really establishes a deeper relationship for sure.
Yes, it does. And I think another tip too is that you want to make your customer feel like family. You want to make that they are included in on certain things. For example, and it sort of leads off of what I was saying just a few minutes ago. For example, if they mention their child's birthday, then the next time they come into the store, if the birthday hasn't come yet, well, then you can say, well, tell so-and-so happy birthday. or talk about their child's graduation. It's that time of the year where you have graduations, and anything that your customer mentions to you that's, you know, on a personal level, try to remember that so that the next time they come to the store, you can say, well, how did the graduation go? So it's really establishing a solid connection with that customer, and that customer will want to continue to come to you for business.
Mm-hmm. Did you monitor and track that using a specialized system at all? Because I can imagine just getting started on this is fantastic, and to be able to kind of compile that information somewhere so that when a client walks in, you can talk about some of these things, or even if they ring up on the phone and then you open up their file, you've got all of this information that you've been able to gather to really, you know, deeper connect with them. Did you use a special system, or did you just create an Excel spreadsheet or something like that?
Well, in the beginning, I actually did not create a system, but it is imperative that you do that, because then you know who your most valuable customers are, because they will continue to come back to you because they feel that connection with you. Mm. So it is important to, regardless of whether it is a spreadsheet or some other type of program, I think it is very important to be able to track that, because also they can be a referral system for you.
Yes.
That way, now you have already established a system or a program where you have identified your best customers, because now you have established this deep relationship with them. Now you feel comfortable asking them for referrals.
Yeah, absolutely. And it all is just a matter of getting started. Just start with one prospect, one existing client at a time, and just continuing to compile that information and building that. So what strategies or tips do you have to share about some of the special things that we can do to really make our customer feel like they're part of your business family? I know that you've already mentioned a couple of things, but what sort of strategies do you suggest we do?
I think a very important thing is to find when, for example, if a customer, and I'm going to look at it from a problem standpoint, if you have customers who have specific problems that they need you to solve. And let's just say, for example, you do solve that particular problem for a given customer. Always, I believe in always trying to find an alternate solution to the same problem. When you provide additional services or additional ways or ideas for them to solve their problem, as well as other problems that may come up later on, then again, that's value added. Mm-hmm. When even before I even started my business, when I was working for a major corporation as a contractor to a government agency, I was in high demand because I would take the time to find solutions. I would just sit down with the customer, because it was in person, but I would sit down with the customer and explain to them, this is how you fix this problem. But let me give you another way in which you can solve the same problem in case that problem, this issue or this particular solution doesn't work for you at that given time. So I was always finding some extra value to give the customer so that they knew that I cared about them and that I wanted them to succeed and to meet their objectives.
Mm-hmm. Monica, what would you say to people that, and I think that's a fantastic strategy, and I know for a lot of solopreneurs in particular, and who are very much working in the business and on the business and themselves being the people that need to do that, not having a staff, what would you say to them if they said, look, that sounds great, but I really don't have time? It really is important to make time to do this, because that deepens that relationship. Yes, would you say?
It does. Yes, it does. It certainly does. I even though you may not have time to do it, but I think you need to make time to do it, especially in certain cases. I mean, you don't necessarily have to dig so deep that you're providing, 5 or 10 different solutions for a given customer. But the idea behind that is to always give them a little extra so that they can remember that this person went beyond what I asked them to do to help me.
Yeah, yeah. And I'd imagine, too, if for solopreneurs and business owners who are dealing with a specific type of client with a type of need that they have, there's going to be a number of different resources that we have compiled, just because, these are the standard things that we often find our customers struggling with. So it's not as if you're going to have to do completely new analysis and research all the time. You might just have a really great list of resources that you can share with people, and therefore it's not really going to take up much time at all.
Absolutely, because if you are very well set in your business and you've been running it for a long time, then you should have those resources and tools, a lot of those tools already available and you already know about them. Mm. So it should be something that's quick and easy for you to recommend to them.
Yeah. And the example that you gave, Monica, in sharing those additional resources for that client, I'd imagine that the success in that too was that you continue to really build a solid relationship and they tended to then refer you to other people as well.
Absolutely. And I, what I found in my experiences was that once they knew that I was the type of person who cared about the customer and always was, I was willing to go beyond what they had asked me to do, that I found it to be very important, because they would begin to have other people come to me without even my knowing it. I mean, now, if I were a business person at that time and I owned the business, that would be a lot of business for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were recommending people come to me to so that I can help them solve their problems.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the same thing applies to an entrepreneur or a business owner.
Yeah, fantastic. Great strategy. Are there any other things you want to share in that area about what we really should start to implement, some of the special things to really allow our customers to feel like they are part of our business family?
Sure. I think if you know what your market is, your target market is, then you have a core set of customers that you're working with. So I think what's important too is that you need to really identify their needs and understand their business their processes in terms of how they're using your product or service. Mm-hmm. And you can do that through surveys, or if you have a business where a person walks into your store, then you can take the time, a few minutes, if your customer has a few minutes, to talk to them about how they're using your product or service. Understand their process so that you can begin to recommend other solutions or other ways in which they can use your product or service.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And I'd imagine that is a very underused tool and strategy for a lot of businesses. Yes, is actually going out there and asking their clients.
Absolutely it is. That's what I've done. You know, I have, and it's been effective every single time, is that I will take the time to find out how do you, if it's a business, another business that I'm working with, how do you do business? How are you using my product or service to serve your needs? Mm-hmm. And how can I help you better your process? And what I would do is, you know, because it's not only in the long run, it's not only going to be for that one customer, it's going to be for your entire customer base. If you begin to find ways to improve your product or service for that particular customer, you can also apply that same information or that same new tool or resource to your entire customer base.
Yeah. Just in asking a couple of, you know, really poignant questions and checking in with your client, as you said, you might uncover a whole new way that you can even deepen the experience, not just for that client, but for others too, because I'm sure if one client gives you some valuable information and feedback, you're going to be able to use that, and other clients will be having exactly the same feedback for you.
Absolutely. And the feedback that you get from your customers or your clients, make sure that you keep that information in a database or in some type of document, so that you can go back to it and you can refer to it, and then you can at some point begin to look at all of those issues or look at that information and basically compile all the solutions from that information.
Yeah. I love that. So it's really checking in, seeing how things are working, how can we make this experience even better for you? Those sorts of questions for your existing clients, and then you can ensure that those, whatever response that you get, that you implement that across the business, and everybody wins. Your customer wins, you win, and they love you. They feel part of your family, business family, and are going to refer. Any other strategies at all, or would you say that those are your top ones?
I would say also another thing that I've noticed and experienced in as a customer walking into a store, for example, or even, you know, on the phone sometimes, is that I'm sure you probably may have experienced it as well. I've gone into a store and, you know, you have a person behind the counter or a person that's a salesperson that's walking the floor, and you have a question and you come up to them, but you notice that and when they speak to you, that their attitude is not very pleasant. and I've run into that several times on many occasions, and My thing is, regardless of what kind of day you're having, you're there to serve your customer. So make sure that you have the best attitude when you are approaching your customer, because that could be the last time that customer comes to that store.
Absolutely. Yes. That is just so, and just saying, I have had experiences like that, and it's like, you don't want my business, that's all right, I can take it elsewhere, you know. I mean, how many people who are doing that, you know, sales representatives or people who are there to serve and support their customers, just imagine the dollar value that they're missing out on just because of a comment or the way that they look. Yes, can I help you? You
yes.
know, that sort of attitude. It's like, no way, I'm going somewhere else. Thank you very much.
That is so true.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I do know also that customers come in with, you know, bad attitudes. I've experienced that as well. But if you're behind the counter, or if you are the person that's serving that customer or that client, you need to maintain your composure and try to just stay on a calm level and let them vent if they have to vent. Then serve them.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, don't have a whinge about, you know, your horrible clients in earshot of other customers who are walking around the store. I've had that too, where I've had a couple of, you know, young lasses really talking nastily about someone. It's like, it's just not acceptable. Not acceptable.
No, it's not.
Yeah, such a great reminder. Now, I know that you are going to share with us the one top thing that we can do to get our customers to start raving about our customer services. What's that one top thing?
Well, I think it's providing top-notch service and always being there for them, as well as going beyond, giving them 110%, giving them exactly what they need, but going beyond that. I think anytime you provide added value or added service, then you will never go wrong in keeping that customer. Mm-hmm. Because value added is that extra that the customer realizes that, you know what, this business really cares about me and what I need to do to succeed. So I think the most important thing is to always, well, actually, it's a few things. One is, always, if you can, provide added value. Go beyond with the service in which they are asking you to provide them. Second, always stay in contact with your customer. It doesn't have to be every day or every week, but every now and then, contact them to see how they're doing in terms of the product or service that you have sold them, and find out how they're using it. And ask them, are there any questions that I can answer for you? Is there anything else that I can help you with? That shows that you truly care about your customer.
Yes, I love that. And, you know, as you're talking there, all of the strategies that you've shared today, really just put them down on a list. If you haven't got any systems or strategies in place, it's really to put them down a list. These are the things that we really need to start incorporating into our business life so that our customers really, and even our prospective customers, really feel value for every single inquiry, every single purchase they make, and that they feel really special, and that we go out of our way consistently to ensure that they are being served and feel supported. And then just start to build that into your business. Look at the current way that you're dealing with clients. How can we improve it? How can we integrate what you've just told us? And monitoring, I think, is really important too, because there's always ways that if we're looking to improve, it's great, because then we don't end up getting stagnant and thinking, well, we've done that, you know, everything's moving along smoothly. Because something can happen, and because we've got lots of competitors out there, we need to always be on top of our game to ensure that our customers recognize that we really value their service and their business. Yes?
Yes, yes, absolutely. And another point I want to make too is, one, I think an important thing that it may seem small, but it'll make a big difference as you continue to grow your client base. And that is to, for example, if you have a particular product that they need to grow their business, or if it's something personal or whatever that product may be, also, you know, you could send them an email and offer a tip, something about that particular product that they may not be aware of, and say, here's another tip. Here's how you can use this product or do something else with this product. You know, so again, you're providing them added value. You're keeping in touch with them, letting them know that you're there to serve.
Yeah. And I think that's so important, is going from the mindset that you are here to serve and support your client, and that that's a top value of your business. And when your customer and prospective clients recognize that, then they're far more open to you sending the helpful tips and strategies that we'll continue to do, rather than, and I know that I've seen this as well, and I'm sure you have too, Monica, is where it's really a company pushes, buy this, buy that. And it's really not from the right mindset. And a customer will recognize the difference, won't they?
Yes, they will. They know when they're being forced to buy something rather than trying to find out what their needs are. They know when you're trying to push something on them. And basically what you're doing is pushing them away.
Yes. Yeah, especially in this, economy where we've got a lot of, you know, social networking and building of those relationships. Things are far more social, where that old fashioned, you know, years ago where advertising was just pushing the information out there. It's so different now. As consumers, we can see that a mile away, and we will run. I know I will run anytime that I feel, uh-oh, here comes a sales pitch. I'm out of there. You know, whether it's online, whether it's face to face, and our customers, we need to be reminded, are often that way and inclined as well.
Yes, and I also think too, as I had mentioned early on, is that if you stay connected with your customer once they become a customer or a client, that also gives you an opportunity to later on, you know, ask them for referrals, and they will be happy to make referrals to you because you have been of great service to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Monica, you have shared some valuable tips, and I think that by implementing these, we can really not only build successful relationships with our customers, but open the door for them to refer their colleagues, their friends, their relations to us, so it has an increasing, you know, snowball effect of people continuing to do business with us. Now, how can people get to learn more about you or connect with you? And I know also that you are in the process of launching a book. Tell us more about that as well.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you. Yes, I'm in the process of actually launching two books. And one is called Welcome to the Top, and the second is called Start Your Business Right. And they are both business-related books. Welcome to the Top is a book, is a series of interviews that I've done with top CEOs, business experts, and industry leaders who not only talk about their success in business, but they willingly and openly talk about their failures and how they overcame their adversity, as well as they talk about their personal lives. So it's sort of an open book for various people who are in business. They are all in business, but they talk about so much, and they offer secrets to success that you couldn't get anywhere else. Mm-hmm. And so it was an amazing experience that I had with these individuals and talking with them. And some of them even come from the magazine. Some of the interviews that I've done with people in Exceptional People magazine. And so it's a great book if you really want to understand what it takes to run a successful business and also learn from the experts, people who have been there and they've done it and they know how it works without wasting time and wasting money. And so it is an excellent book for you to learn from, because I see it as a mentor. It's almost like a mentor or a coach, the book itself. And so I think it's a wonderful opportunity for business owners, existing and new, to learn a lot from people who know what it takes to succeed in business. And again, that's called Welcome to the Top. And as a matter of fact, that will be published within the next couple of weeks.
Fabulous.
Yes, and the second book is called Start Your Business Right. And that I wrote because I wanted to, as I was interviewing a lot of people, and I've interviewed many, many hundreds of people over the years through Exceptional People magazine. And what I found that in a lot of cases, some of them that I've talked to would tell me, you know, as we were talking about various things in terms of business, oftentimes they would say to me, well, I wish I had have known that before I started. So that sort of gave me the idea to write a book to help new entrepreneurs as well as new business owners or existing business owners, to help them really learn how to start their business on the right foundation. So the book really focuses on over 150 points, things you need to be thinking about, questions you need to ask yourself before you really start diving into the business and spending a lot of time and money or reinventing the wheel. So what I wanted to do was to help people eliminate all of those extra costs, unnecessary costs, and time wasted so that you can build your business on a solid foundation and grow and excel at an accelerated pace.
Wonderful. And of course, we'll put all of those links or links to get either of those books on the further resources that you can access piece on our show blurb so that you can get a copy of each of those books for your bookshelf. Very, very important. And Monica, how can they contact you directly? What's the best way?
Actually, they can contact me through email at info@exceptionalmag.com. And of course, they can also, since I also publish Exceptional People magazine, they can also go to the website there and contact me on the Contact Us page. And that website is exceptionalmag.com.
Wonderful. And of course, we'll put all of those details on the show blurb as well so that you can click through on either of those contact details to connect with Monica. Once again, thank you so much for coming on the show. Valuable information and resources to help us build successful relationships with our customers. So thanks so much, Monica.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure, and it's just been a pleasure to be able to share some of my experiences and information and tips that I've learned over the years with your listeners.
Fantastic. Now, stay on the line, Monica, because we're going to go into today's inspirational tip, and I'd love your feedback on that.
Certainly.
Today's inspirational tip is by Chip Bell, and it's so fitting to today's topic. Loyal customers don't just come back and don't simply recommend you, they insist their friends do business with you. What a great reminder, Monica. Loyal customers do that, yes?
Yes, I 100% agree with that. I mean, he was right on target when he said that, and I have experienced that myself. And so I know it is absolutely true. You must establish a deep relationship with your customer, and they will not hesitate to refer everyone they know to your business.
Absolutely. And the things that you spoke about today, Monica, will have us well on our way to build the systems that would create loyal customers for us. Yes?
Yes, absolutely. And I wish all of your listeners so much success in their businesses.
Fantastic. Thank you for joining us again for another show. As I mentioned, lots of great tips and strategies to implement in your business. If this is the first time that you are listening to our podcast, welcome. It's really been an honor to have spent the last 20 to 30 minutes with you. Subscribe to our iTunes channel because every single week, just like we've interviewed Monica today, we have a guest expert to really help you build the business of your dreams doing what you love. And you don't want to miss out on all the other guest expert that we have lined up throughout the year as well. While you're on iTunes, why don't you rate our show? That always helps with our ranking, and leave a comment. We want to know what you took away from the call, what ahas, what you're going to implement. And of course, if you're listening via the show blurb, there's down below the show blurb, there's an area where you can comment, you can link to us on Facebook and all of the other ways that you connect. We want to hear from you. There's a couple of ways that you can connect with us too. If you want to leave a message or you want to leave a comment, and we can play that on an upcoming show. If you're in Australia, 039-708-6930 to connect with us there. If you're in the US, 520-777-9610. And of course, you can always leave a voice message by looking to the button on the right of the screen that says send a voice message. Well, thanks again for joining us. It's been a pleasure to have spent this last few minutes with you, and we look forward to connecting with you again on our next week's show. Bye for now. Now, everyone, have a great week. You've been listening to the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show. Do you want to promote your business to tens of thousands of other ambitious entrepreneurs, both nationally and internationally? I invite you to reach out and learn more about our customized sponsorship packages by emailing beasponsor@ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com. That's beasponsor@ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com, and we'll send you out further details.